Hey, good Thursday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. Well, it's getting close to Halloween, and some might say this is a ghoulish trend, but here we go again, as Amy Winehouse is the latest dead celebrity who will be brought back to life via, yes, a hologram tour. Her dad, Mitch Winehouse, says his daughter's image will be projected on stage with her voice piped in and a live band playing underneath of it. Now, the difference, he says, compared to other hologram tours like Roy Orbison is that Amy's image won't be static. It'll show her more moving around and dancing. Now, the tour is expected to kick off sometime next year. Well, I got to do this story because I think it's kind of funny. Paste, which was once a really good go-to music magazine, still a very good online source. Well, they posted an article this morning about the lineup for next year's Solid Sound Festival in Massachusetts. That's the one that Wilco curates and pretty much appears at every year. Well, when you open up the headline, you click on it, you find out that the festival's headliners, June 28th through June 30th, is, wait for it, Wilco, and that the rest of the lineup has yet to be announced. Now, they did add that various Wilco-related side projects will perform as well, as they do every year. I mean, Captain Obvious, Nothing Burger, maybe Clickbait? Well, the FM area has had some legendary deals go down within its borders. Of course, in the fictional movie Fargo, and then at Mezzaluna as the Philadelphia Eagles wined and dined Carson Wentz and drafted him, partially based on that meeting. And then there was Spoon, playing the Fargo Theater a couple years back. And who knew, the area apparently made such a great impression on Spoon bassist Rob Pope that he thought he should open a bar here. So after the gig, he texted his pal, Primitive Weapons bassist and Moorhead native Eric Odness, who later recruited some others, including Twin Cities Cosmic Soul Party starter Har Mar Superstar. And yes, the group is planning on opening a venue called Harold's on Main Avenue in Moorhead this December. Moorhead Rock City Odness says he hopes that Harold's will take the place of the legendary now shuttered Ralph's Bar in the hearts and minds of FM area music fans. Birthdays today, the one, the only Chuck Berry would be 92, and stoned Soul Picnic singer Lauren Nero would be 71. And that's a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on!